Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Prosam Info Systems Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Barnawal from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, I thank you all for joining me.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Your line is not clear properly.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Now go ahead.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, I thank you all for joining the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Prosam Info Systems Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Ram Agarwal, the Chief Executive Officer and Full-Time Director of the company, Mr. Abhishek Jain, Chief Financial Officer. So, without any further delay, I'll hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm Ram Agarwal. Good afternoon to everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you for joining our earnings conference call for the first quarter of the financial year 27. For some of you who may not be familiar with the company, let me begin by giving you a brief overview of the company. After that, our CFO will take you through the financial and operational performance of the period under review. Prosam Info Systems Limited was established in 2008 with the objective of becoming a power electronics solution provider. Over the years, we have evolved from being a specialized equipment supplier into a comprehensive power solutions company with strong manufacturing and service capabilities. Today, we focus on designing, manufacturing, assembling, and servicing energy storage power conditioning equipment. Our product portfolio includes UPS systems, solar hybrid inverters, lithium battery packs, servo-controlled voltage stabilizers, isolation transformer, battery energy storage systems, and other power solutions products, etc. In addition to our manufactured products, we also execute solar EPC projects, system integration solutions, and provide value-added services such as installations, AMCs, rental solutions, etc. As the Indian power ecosystem continues to evolve, we have strategically expanded our capabilities beyond conventional power backup solutions into fast-growing segments such as battery energy storage systems. With increasing renewable energy penetration, rising investment in grid modernization, and growing demand for reliable power infrastructure in C&I space, we believe this business will be a key driver of our long-term growth. To support the growing opportunities across our business, we continue to strengthen our manufacturing footprint. Alongside our existing manufacturing facilities in Pune and Navi Mumbai, we are setting up a 1.2 gigawatt-hour battery energy storage system manufacturing facility at Jhajjar, Haryana. This is in the final stage of commissioning and is expected to become operational shortly. We are also establishing a new UPS manufacturing facility in Gujarat, which is progressing as planned and is expected to commence commercial operations during the second quarter of financial year 27. These facilities will significantly enhance our manufacturing capabilities, expand our product offering, and strengthen our ability to cater to the growing demand across both conventional power solutions and emerging energy storage applications. Our confidence in the business is also reflected in our healthy order pipeline. As of 30th June 26, our order book stood at approximately 1085 crore, with an additional 5 crore under L1 status, taking the order book, total order book, including the L1 order status, is around 1,090 crore. The order book is well diversified and with energy storage systems accounting for the largest share, providing us with strong execution visibility and reinforcing our confidence in the company's growth trajectory. Looking ahead, we remain focused on strengthening our execution capabilities, expanding our manufacturing footprints, and delivering innovative power and energy storage solutions that create long-term value for our customers and stakeholders. With that, I now request Mr. Abhishek to take through the operational and financial performance of the quarter.
Thank you, Ramji, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me take you through the financial and operational highlights for the first quarter of the financial year 2027. Revenue from operations for the quarter stood at INR 76 crore, representing a 38% year-on-year growth. While revenue moderated sequentially, this was in line with the seasonal nature of our business. As the first quarter typically witnessed lower order activity for an execution cycle of the previous financial year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 7 crores with an EBITDA margin of 8.55%, reflecting an improvement of 126 bps over the corresponding quarter for the previous year. Profit after tax stood at INR 5 crores, registering a 156% year-on-year growth, while PAT margin improved to 6.05%. The improvement in profitability during the quarter was supported by high revenues and improved operating leverage. At the same time, given the project-led nature of our business, quarterly margins may vary depending on the mix of project executed, execution timeline, and revenue recognition. We therefore continue to focus on maintaining healthy profitability over the medium term through disciplined project execution, cost optimization, and operational efficiencies. From the operational perspective, we secured several strategic orders during the quarter, including a battery energy storage project worth approximately INR 11 crores from a reputed corporate customer, and a solar EPC order worth approximately 155 crores from Solarium Green Energy, which is a listed company. These orders further strengthen our execution pipeline and reinforce our growing presence across the clean energy ecosystem. We also continue to make steady progress on our strategic expansion initiative. Our 1.2 gigawatt hour battery energy storage system manufacturing facility at Jhajjar is in the final stage of commissioning, while the UPS manufacturing facility in Gujarat is progressing as planned. Both facilities are expected to become operational during the second quarter of FY27 and will significantly enhance our manufacturing capabilities. In parallel, the implementation of SAP and Salesforce is nearing completion and is expected to be operational by the end of first half of FY27, further strengthening our operational efficiency and our digital drive. As Ramji highlighted earlier, the company continues to maintain a healthy order book, providing strong execution visibility for the coming quarters, backed by our expanding manufacturing capabilities and robust order pipeline. We remain confident of sustaining our growth momentum. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about the long-term opportunities across the power solutions and battery energy storage ecosystem. Supported by our integrated business model, strengthening execution capabilities, and continued investment in manufacturing infrastructure, we are well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities and deliver sustainable value for our stakeholder. With that, I now open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Arjit Agarwal from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. My first question is about the Q4 deferred orders. You had indicated that Q4 revenue shortfall was primarily an execution.
Sorry. Archit ji, apology. Your voice is not clear.
Just a second.
Hello. Hello. Yes, Archit ji, please.
Yeah. So, sir, in the previous con call, you had indicated that Q4 revenue shortfall was primarily an execution timing issue with around 43 crore of Adani, 7 crore of SAIL, and 13 crore of Southeastern Railway order deferred to Q1. So how much of these deferred order has actually been executed and billed in Q1? And how much of this still pending?
Out of this, the three order which I have mentioned, which we mentioned last time, 36 crore has been executed, and remaining majority would be billed in quarter two. Meaning related to Adani, it's almost billed. Related to SAIL and Southeastern Railway, that will be billed in Q2 and Q3.
Q3?
Q2, majority would be billed in Q2, and some part of the order related mainly to Southeastern Railway would spill over to Q3 because they are giving sites to us. So, as on when they would give us the site clearance, it would be installed.
Okay. And sir, even after the deferred Q4 orders, the Q1 revenue is only 76 crore. It is 27% lower sequentially, Q4 revenue of 104 crore. What is the reason behind this decline?
Archit ji, if you look at the number, then, if you have the major order, which we done is only of, is of 36 crore related to Adani. Rest has been the normal order execution, which has been done. And generally, quarter one is always on the lower side. If this two billing, which of 20 crore would have been done in Q1, it would have been something around 96 crore of revenue.
Okay.
So it is in line. It is in line, because if you look at quarter one last year, it was 55 crore, against which we did 76-77 crore. So the spillover is still existing in our books.
Okay. And, what is the order inflow in Q1?
The total order as on is 1,090 crore. If you remove the BEST developer order of 855 crore, remaining order is of 236 crore in hand. Plus, there has been dealer business, which is around something around 10 crore per month. You add additional 70 crore. So this is the number roughly, which is there in hand as on today.
Okay.
Meaning 306 crore or 307 crore additional order is in hand, other than the order which we have participated.
Okay. Okay.
Post-June, there has been some more order which we have won, which is also of significant size, which has been won post-June.
Okay. And, the last question is about the margin front. So you have guided for the margin of 12%-13%. So-
Archit ji, that is still maintained. Archit ji, that is still maintained. Your 12%-13% margin, what we told, we've always specified it is order to order and then year, based on the yearly number. Right now, we are sitting on only 76 crore of turnover, so your fixed cost to turnover ratio is always high. So that's the reason of the lower margin. But, on a year basis, yearly basis, where our H2 is always on the higher side, this margin would equate to 12%-13%.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. You see my past trend as well. I always speak on the overall year-wise revenue mix. Quarter to quarter, it gets changed because of the order mix that we have.
Okay. And what will be the guideline for FY 2027?
As mentioned earlier, minimum 25% growth is what we are targeting.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Chheda from Purple One Vortex Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for this opportunity and congratulations for the question is with regards to working capital days. Our working capital days had increased sharply last year to 185 days, you know, from 60 days in FY25. And
your voice is not audible properly.
So what is target for working capital gain by March 27? And can you quantify the amount of cash which will be released from working capital improvement?
Parashi, thank you so much. First, the working capital cycle, it was 185 days in quarter 4, FY26. Which had improved to 168 days in quarter 1. And even the cash flow from operating activity, which was negative at 49 crores, it improved to around 16 crores negative. So there has been significant improvement in the cash flow from operating activity as well as on the working capital side. And with the further unlocking of some of the major realization which is happening, which we told you last time, so some collection had happened in quarter 1 and remaining major amount would be collected in quarter 2. So you would find the major unlocking of the working capital.
So by the end of March 27, what target working capital days should we assume, sir?
Around 150 days. 120 to 150 in between, I am saying. Because if I do it in the month of March, so data goes up. So capital gets locked because we refer to a one particular date number, not the continuous number. So around 120 to 150 days as what I had mentioned earlier. Same, on the same track.
Understood, sir. Right. 120 to 150 days. Okay. So for the FY27 now, we've got this 875 crore base orders in hand, of which 854 are all developer projects. So, yeah. Is it, you know, would you be able to, you know, just guide for revenue recognition project-wise and or, you know, cash flow contribution from this Bihar, KPTCL and Adani project? So, how much of this, you know, 875 crore do you expect in FY27 revenue and EBITDA?
See, this 857 crore is the developer business.
Right.
So, here you would get a 63, I would give you project-wise breaker. One is Bihar project. In Bihar projects, we are going to get yearly cash flow of 16 crore for spread over 12 years, along with the capital subsidy of 32.40 crore. This is for Bihar West project. Okay. This is a developer model, rental model. Second is Karnataka project. Here, the total cash flow on year basis would be around 46 crore, 45.72 CR, spread over next 12 years. With the capital subsidy of around 81 crore. So if you add these two projects, it comes to around 853 crores. Now related to Adani, which you had mentioned, Adani mostly we have built. That's a straight EPC business. So it is not a developer model. That billing we have done majorly in quarter one. So that this is the breakup of the EPC. And additionally, we have received one more EPC order, which is of around, I'm not naming the name of company, considering market not conducive. So that is around 12 crore of another solar EPC business for 8.36 megawatt hour.
Right. So for FY27
business.
Yeah. So for FY27, then from the developer projects, how much revenue do you expect from Bihar and KPTCL?
In FY27, there would not be any recognition because first this project would go for completion.
Achha.
But yes, there would be an EPC billing coming up on the standalone balance sheet.
Understood.
Yeah. And then Bihar West EPC would be done by ProSpharm Infosystems Limited. So that EPC revenue would come on the books, but not the recurrent rental business would come on the books.
Right, sir. And sir, you guided for about 25% minimum revenue growth for FY27. I find that correct. Right. And sir, on cash flow from operations, do you expect this year to end positive or do you still think this will be negative?
Yes, sir, we have already moved in that direction. And as I told you, even it was 49 crores negative last year, it has come down to 15 crores. But at times, project decide about how it behaves. But we are doing it, and that discipline is coming on the books. We have started working with the partner. We have started working with our national distributor. Like last month, this month, we have taken one order of around 7.5 crore, and that billing is not routed to us directly from system integrator, but it is routed through national distributor. So all this would result into a disciplined cash flow. And we are positive and very hopeful. We would convert positive in this by the end of this financial year.
Understood, sir. But the disclaimer is actually
Sorry to interrupt. So your line is not clear properly. We can't hear you.
Okay. Am I audible now?
Yes,
Parashar.
Yeah. No, I was trying to say that, sir, for this 1.2 gigawatt-hour Jhajjar facility, my understanding was that at peak, you can probably earn about 1,000-1,200 crores of revenue, right?
Yeah.
So what EBITDA margin do we expect from the manufacturing business, sir, realistically in FY 2027 and 2028?
This BESS manufacturing facility of Jhajjar, we are yet to start. So we would be commencing operation by the end of this by H1, end of H1.
Right.
And then it would gradually get stabilized. But however, parallelly, there is also disturbance in the market, as Parashar you must be aware, regarding lithium cell, regarding the export incentive and dollar and freight movement. So all those factors are somewhat impacting the overall margin for BESS. So instead of focusing on the utility side of BESS application, we have started focusing on the C&I side of BESS application. So on the C&I side, the margin is better as compared to the utility side. In utility side, you will find megawatt size installation, and then the C&I side, you will find 500, 200, 300 kilowatt hour, kilowatt size installation. So, on an overall basis, if I give you an example, in this current year, we posted around 26% of GP from BESS project, which we did for Adani. So that would moderate to somewhat, but it would be better than the other core activity that we are doing.
In that case, then, you know, let's say if we commence operations at end of H1, then what kind of utilization do we expect in FY 2027 and FY 2028? Because, you know, these are sort of.
2027, it would not be more than 20-25%.
Okay.
Yeah, we had earlier mentioned about 25%-50%, considering utility market was also very attractive. But utility market, you would have seen the balance sheet of most of the companies. They are bleeding because of the utility result. Today, the result was also out for HG Infra. You would have seen the number. You would have seen the Pace Digitech number. You would have seen the Vikram Solar number. So there has been a margin erosion which has happened. So that's the reason, considering our size, we are not focusing on utility at all. So that's the reason we are targeting that utilization would not be more than 25%, so that we can concentrate on a high margin and C&I segment business.
That is for FY 2027, and for FY 2028? And for FY 2028?
28, it should move to around 40-50%.
Okay. And that
Yeah.
should more or less mean about 600-odd crore of revenue, 500-600 in FY 2028.
Around 500 CR of revenue should be targeted.
Achha, in FY 2028. And sir, just last question.
We should target, it's not take care, Parashar. We should target this because, see, one thing to mention, capacity is already prevailing, right? So it is about the opportunity which has to be available in the market.
Right.
So what we are targeting, abhi kya na, ki factory utilization karna easy hai yadi if you target your utility side. But our
Right.
focus is not on utility. Our focus
Understood.
Is completely on C&I.
Right.
So the sizing goes down. That's the reason somewhat I'm not very confident on conveying the exact capacity utilization. So
Correct.
This year end would actually decide about how next year capacity utilization would turn up.
Achha. But this year you
And
are.
There are some more developments which are happening, which I cannot discuss with you right now. There are some more very good developments happening related
Okay.
to BESS. Once that is being officially announced, then we would declare that in market.
This is for ProStar specific or I mean in general on the industry?
ProStar specific. No. ProStar specific.
Okay, understood, sir. And so, and EBITDA margins, you said we would expect at, let's say, about 50% or 70-80% stable EBITDA margins from the C&I stuff would be?
Sorry, Parashji, I'm not able to understand this question.
I was trying to ask you on the Jhajjar facility, when you reach,
yeah,
you know, your optimal levels of utilization, what EBITDA margin do we expect from this manufacturing thing?
This would be around 14-15% EBITDA margin.
14-15%. Okay.
Yeah.
And there is last query, my, we have got these developer projects, which I guess, you know, we were trying to sell down, you know, probably those, but I am not sure, you know, what's the status now. So you will require quite a bit of capital, both equity and debt, you know, for this, this pipeline. Now, having probably raised 43 crore preferential issue, would we expect, you know, another significant equity? Because I think we initially said we'll not go for equity raise in the near term, but we have now gone for 43 crore. So, do we expect any further equity dilution or significant increase in borrowing over the next 1.5 to 2 years?
The borrowing can, if for Bihar project, already we are tying up with State Bank of India.
Okay.
So it's the date would come in the subsidiary SPV company, not in the flagship company.
Okay.
There would be no personal guarantee or corporate guarantee for that facility. And that's a LC-backed facility, LC-backed cash flow from Bihar DISCOM.
Okay.
And second, related to Karnataka. In Karnataka, it just now the matter got closed. What Ramji mentioned earlier, there were some disputes, so that disputes is now resolved, and it has turned favorable to KPTCL. So we are expecting, if that project, we are targeting to sell off that project because that is very remunerative. So that project we would target to sell off is our first priority. And if we are required to execute that project, still there would be a buyer coming in post COD. And if we are not able to do that, then all my debt, whatever is going to come up here, Parashji, is backed by a fixed cash flow. See, one situation is.
But you won't require any further equity dilution.
Equity dilution would not be required.
Over the next 1.5 to 2 years. Okay.
At least for next 1 year. See, Parashji, it is again, it would, as of now, there is no such plan. There would not be dilution. But if we do some major expansion or some major CapEx based on the market opportunity, then in that situation, any dilution can happen. That would be for the good.
Right.
It would not be for offloading something in the market.
Right.
Even when we speak of the share warrants, here promoter is not diluting its stake. It is the money which is coming in the company. Correct?
Correct.
So it is not going to the kitty of promoter. So it is for the purpose of company, not for the benefit of promoter.
No, I understand, but it's just, you know, the more you get diluted, the difficult it becomes. So that's what it is. And,
If any happen, it would be only for the expansion which we are going to do. So that would be a healthy dilution. It would not be a stress dilution.
Right. With some operating leverage this year, FY 2027, can we expect about 10% PAT margin?
No, sir. It would be something around 8.5-9%.
Okay.
Because cost is increasing, we are coming up with two of the factory, which you are aware, and both units would start operating, so obviously cost would go up. And even with respect to import, there would be an import also going up for the storage side. So, and my employee cost is also going up because we are hiring many manpower. If you compare our last IR vis-a-vis current tier IR, you would find few more people on senior leadership being added. So, all those, so that is for the, so all those operating costs would go up to some extent.
Understood. So about 8.5-9. Yeah, fair enough. Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in the future.
Yeah, please, Parashji.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Ayush Jain from X Equity Advisor Services. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, Ayush.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations on the good set of number year-on-year. I just wanted to ask, what's the condition? You have been saying there is some hardship in the BSS segment on the utility part, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, yeah.
When can we see actually it to turn around in this year or the next year, or it has totally died down right now?
Utility market has died down.
Actually, market has not died down. All the bidder has taken a very aggressive call. They have knowingly, unknowingly, out of aggression, they have quoted below cost price, assuming that they will negotiate and get a better deal from China, which has not happened. Basically, it is a geopolitical issues happen between India and China. We have halted solar import from China. We brought lot of restriction. Maybe it can see as a repercussion on that, and they are imposed lot of restriction on exporting batteries to India. Recently they are increasing the 2% tax on battery from 1st September. So lot of issues are happening, lot of challenges are happening, because nobody actually assumption has not been done properly. So if you ask me, this market, this sector will go up further, but in a better way. Whatever mistake, problems has happened, it will get rectified. People have now got aware, and many the mad rush what was happened in last 1 year, it has stopped. Not only serious player and company who actually understand best and can deal in best will only be in this sector only, which will actually take this whole sector upward side. But yes, next 6 to 8 months, you will see further more challenges. But next financial year, I am 100% confirmed, you will see a much better picture.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth from ABC Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon. First of all, congratulations for the striking results, sir, of this PAT margin of around 6%, growth of from 3.28% on year-on-year basis. And thank you for this opportunity, sir. Sir, I have a specific question, sir, regarding from the trade receivables, sir. As I can see, sir, as of March 26, there was a huge chunk of trade receivables pending in the balance sheet, sir, around 254 crores, sir. How much of it is received, realized, sir, till date, sir?
As of June, the outstanding has come down to 231 crore, and even post that, this is as of June, because and even as on today's date, it has gone down more below, which amount I'm not mentioning. So it has, it means 231, what was there on March, was on June 27, and as of August, 15th of August, it has come down more, more below. And by the end of quarter two, you would find a significant drop in the overall data, and numbers coming, almost half of it.
Oh. So, sir, basically, like, you are mentioning one of the largest projects of Pune CID. I guess the major chunk is stuck on there only.
Yes, yes. So we have realized a big amount from there. Almost 46 crore is already realized from that project and in quarter one, and major another amount is expected to be received before end of month of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there will be like huge, okay, big chunk. Sir, my second question is regarding your, like, you have mentioned some order in hand of 165 crores from Solarium Green Energy. So you are expecting this whole of this order to be executed by FY 27 only?
100%.
Okay. And sir, how much, like, is the receivables realization part from this project in this year, sir?
Realization part?
Yes, sir, of this project only.
Most of it would be realized in the current financial year.
Current financial year only, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, so you find any risks, sir, like greater risk, some kind of concentration risk, you know, on account of delay or delinquencies going forward, sir, like you have very 80-85% or 90% of the debtor is stuck of one or two account only.
Like see, these accounts where this amount is, like what I told, out of this 231 crore, the major amount is related to CCTNS project, but there is no risk of realization. It's a central government funded project. So there is no risk of realization. We also choose the customer very, very selectively. And Sarji, we have been into government-based business for more than 15 years. So we understand this particular. Even, for example, I'm giving you last year, we did a single order of 94 crore. Every single penny was realized. So we understand this market and we have been doing business with them. Additionally, what happened, this product is something which is very, very sensitive to all players. So it also requires warranty. And so this product cannot be kept and without warranty it would be supported. So service is also crucial in such cases. So some plus minus can always be there in the market, but that amount is always discounted in the pricing that we do when we bid for any such category tenders.
Okay. And sir, you are also like issuing some convertible warrant around 43 odd crores. May I know, sir, what are the utilization part of from the proceeds of such warrants, sir?
This amount we would be utilizing for working capital purpose. As you know, our Jhajjar factory is about to be ready, and even the Gujarat factory would be up and ready. So in both this facility, right now, most of the UPS that we do are generally imported, right?
Yeah.
And then we do the customization part of it, as you would have known to my earlier commentaries. So now, since the manufacturing time would go up because things would go in-house, that's the reason we have looked for increasing the working capital requirement and the reason for share warrant issue.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, one last question, sir, related to your EBITDA margin, sir. Like for this quarter one, it's around 8.5%. As we know, sir, your H2 will be much better than H1, sir. So you're expected to maintain the same margin level, sir?
Yeah. What was the, 12 to 13% margin would be maintained over by the end of this financial year.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best for your coming part, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, Rohitji. You are audible.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I had just two questions. First was regarding the Jhajjar facility that we have. So its commissioning has been delayed, later. So what caused the delay, and when can we expect the commissioning?
See, there is no reason for the actual reason for the delay. Like we have halted the production, started the production from our own side. Looking at the market side, the cost of the component has gone up, logistic cost has gone up from China. So we have halted for some time to make the prices to bring under control. And we are very hopeful that by the end of the Q2, we'll commence our production. So this is just to change our strategy from the utility level to C&I. So this is also one of the major reasons.
Okay, sir. And second question that I had was regarding the BESS industries. There has been a lot of pricing pressure across the industry. So how are we planning to remain competitive and also protecting our margins? And maybe what could be the strategy going forward to maybe get more and more or maybe get win more tenders over there?
First of all, the pricing stress, the profit stress is on the utility sector in BESS. So that's the reason we have not bidded for any utility sector in last almost a year, last 10 months maybe. So we are totally taken a change in our strategy and we are focusing on commercial and industrial, C&I. So there are no much pressure of margin in this sector, and since this is a totally unorganized market in India, so we are trying to do a value added in this product and to work as an organized player in this segment. So we do not see any challenges in BESS for our in our company in our now near future. And as a strategy, when we are totally coming out of this utility sector, then we are totally out of this what the market is under totally stress. We are totally out of that. And C&I sector is a more booming sector, but as it is not organized, it is not the awareness is not there in the market. People do not know much in the smaller sectors and mid sector. So this we are getting a good advantage and good start order opening also has started in the sector.
Okay. That's it for my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Khanna, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Ravi ji, I'm audible.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Just one question from my side. What are your expectations for the order inflows and order book growth over the next 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, Ravi ji, right now, order what I mentioned is 1,090 crores of orders in hand, and we have bid under evaluation of about 2,000 plus crore of bid is under evaluation where we have participated. It includes two big orders of approximate value of around 1,800 crores. So if you remove that, then 2,200 is something what is there. 2,200 minus, so 400 crores are the remaining bid which has been done by our side. So this order means if you remove the developer order, so it is currently at around 236 crores. This particular tandem would definitely keep on growing over next year based on the qualification which we are going to achieve and the number of bid participating that we are increasing.
Okay, sir.
And so what's happening now, the strike rate would also come from BESS as a space, the system integrated solution as a space where we have ventured into over last 1 year. So all those would start giving results apart from the normal order which we take for our manufactured power solution.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Got it, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Is there no further questions from the participants? I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks all of you for participating in this earnings conference call. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our investor relations manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.